Greetings. Welcome. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. It is your show here on EWTN Radio. I am Jerry Usher, along with Debbie Giorgiani. We have Jeff and Charles. Charles Beery screening your calls today. And Matt Gabensky is part of the show team. Rich Jesse is our producer. And we are set to go off and running, Debbie, on a part two from yesterday.
That is correct, a part two. So would you rather be slightly late or super early? Or even just on time. That would be great. So this is part two. If you were on the line yesterday when the time ran out for this wonderful show, Tony and Rosalie and Christy and John and Rose, please call back. Charles is waiting to answer your call and put you at the front of the line because that's the least we can do because you waited so patiently and the clock ran out. And that's unfortunate. We had a couple people say they texted in after the show. They said the show went way too quickly. That's why we're doing a part two. So would you rather be slightly late or super early? We are going to talk about it again today, and you'll see how it definitely affects our spiritual lives. The number to dial is 833-288-3986.
Yeah, and as we pointed out yesterday, there's no right or wrong. This isn't a case of, hey, we're virtuous and you're not, or we're right and you're wrong. It's just kind of it's a discussion, a real life discussion about kind of how we get things done and how we do things and how we approach things. Sometimes you're late for reasons completely beyond your control. Other times, same thing. Maybe you're super early by reasons beyond your control. But a lot of people yesterday had an opinion on this, and we would love to hear what yours is. Again, it's 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-EWTN or 3986.
Perfect time for Tony and Rosalie and Christy and John and Rose to call back. Open phone lines right now, and we are waiting for you to definitely call back. We feel so, Jerry, wouldn't you agree? We just feel so bad when the time runs out and we see all those calls waiting so patiently, and we want to get to them. So that's why we're definitely doing the part two today. We do it. The phone lines are just starting to light up. You can call us, please, if you have something to say about being late or early or on time, whatever works for you. We want to hear from you at 833-288-3986. Please call us because without you, we don't really have a show. You are the catechists here. You are the ones with your lived experiences that you share across the world and help other souls. That's how the mystical body of Christ works. So please call us. Don't sit this out. Don't pass this up. Don't think somebody else is going to make the call for you. We want you, and you don't have to be Catholic to call in. We consider you part of the family if you're just listening.
Yeah, and Debbie, you are absolutely right. There is only one thing that Debbie and I don't like about the show, and that is when we get to the end of it, because we love spending the time with you each and every weekday. There's an encore, by the way, at midnight Eastern time. And, we don't like the show to end, but we are a little bit... We're a little bit pressured to end the show on time because Dr. Ray is always standing off in the corner somewhere with his arms folded and this look on his face like, you guys aren't going to cut into my time, are you?
So he's tapping, going, come on, finish up.
Yeah, tapping his foot, arms folded. So we can't cut into his time. But we do have lines are filling up right now. That's a good sign. We just have, down-to-earth conversations on this show about things, of life, the things that we do on an everyday basis. And, of course, showing up and getting places is something that we all do pretty much each and every day. So, again, the question we're asking, this is part two from yesterday's very dynamic and impactful conversation. Part two of, would you rather be a little bit late or super early to places that you go to? 833-288-3986. And in addition to your calls today, we have a lot of social media and emails that we can get to as well. So a lot of people had something to say about this, Debbie.
Mm-hmm. I know you're going to be sharing from Maureen, and I want to do that and read all the other, and Simon as well, all the other website posts and those that have sent in emails, and Marianne as well. So thank you for everybody sending in comments. But I want to thank Maureen thank you back for your kind words, Maureen, about that I shared how I overcame lateness by, you know, asking my guardian angel to help out. Absolutely. And it was a tough thing, but as I grew into it, it really was amazing what happened in my life when I kind of changed direction and I changed the way I did things and the way I showed up. It was huge. It changed. It really catapulted my spiritual life as well. And I really would like to, you know, continue to weave that in, Jerry, because I think that's very important when we have these topics. People may hear the topic and go, oh, that's kind of a lighthearted topic. But I really wanted to help, others to move them along the faith life, their spiritual journey. What do you think?
No, I agree completely. And if you like, I'll be happy to read Maureen's comment.
Yes,
on
please.
The take. It's take2show.com. You can comment there. Also email take2@ewtn.com. Post your comments on the EWTN Catholic Radio Facebook page or YouTube channel. A lot of ways for you to weigh in on the discussion. And Maureen said on the website, thank you for the topic today. That was yesterday, late or early. And for a continuation tomorrow. Thank you for making your programs available in various ways. I listen on my cell phone and on the computer. One of your callers today, this is yesterday, suggested being tardy could be caused from a problem with authority. Wow, that is me. Please pray for my humility, that I will respect God and arrive on time to lecture. Thank you, Debbie, for sharing that you overcame lateness by praying to your guardian angel. God bless you, Jerry and Debbie. May the Holy Spirit continue to give you words of wisdom. We hope so, too. Praying for you and your ministry. Thank you, Maureen, so much. Very touching email.
Absolutely. Thank you, Maureen. This is why we do the show, so we can learn and grow together. Remember, that's what we say. We spend this time together, this very quick hour, right? And hopefully we're a little bit changed. We're a little bit closer to God. That's the name of the game. We're trying to get closer to God. So if you want to get closer to God, listen to Take Two, will you? Or better yet, call us, 833-288-3986. And again, one more shout out to Tony and Rosalie and Christy and John and Rose. Call back. Charles is waiting to pick up your call and put you at the front of the line.
All right, 833-288-3986. That's the number that will allow you to talk first with Charles Beery and then get on the air with us. I am Jerry Usher, along with Debbie Giorgiani and you. It's your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie and you.
We hope you join us on this part two of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Would you rather be slightly late or super early or on time? Tell us. Pick up that last open phone line at 833-288-3986. This is a part two. Yesterday we had a great discussion. Go back and listen to it on YouTube, on the podcast, on EWTN.com. Fabulous. And then today is the part two. So, stay with us the entire hour. Let's see if you learn something and grow a little. That's a good thing. Okay, Jerry, before we get to Rob in Memphis, Tennessee, I wanted just to share with our listeners Veronica's Veil plaque. Veronica's Veil, the cloth piously believed to have been used to wipe the face of Christ on the way to Calvary, and is one of the major relics preserved at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. And there's a large hand-painted replica of the plaque. It's about 11 inches wide and 16 inches high. So that's pretty big. It's made in Colombia, and each one is individually hand-painted by trained women who are either widows, single mothers, or those who are the sole providers for their families. So think about that. You'll be getting this beautiful replica of Veronica's Veil, and it's being done by folks that really, truly put their heart and soul into the work and need the money. And that is a wonderful thing. Okay, that is a wonderful thing. That's a win-win all the way around for a spiritual item. And it's available right now at EWTNRC.com. There's free standard shipping on online orders of $75 or more. And that's for the continental United States only. So use code FREE at checkout. I would recommend folks buy a couple because you can give them as gifts. Make sure when you receive one, you get it blessed. But look what you are supporting. widows and single mothers and those who are the sole providers for their families. So I consider that a beautiful way to just support one another, Jerry.
Amen. Amen. We're going to go to your calls. Debbie, you promised Rob would be first. Just want to mention Donna, who just called. We will put you in the prayer book, Donna, you and all of your intentions. So please be assured of 24/7 prayer coverage coming your way from the show team and the Take Two family around the world. That is for Donna, who just called in. Okay, Rob in Memphis, Tennessee, as promised, is up first, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hello, Rob. Good to have you.
Good to be on. God bless you all.
Thank you. You too.
So, you know, there's two ways of looking at this. If it's an appointment of any type, to be late is rude not only to you but to the people that you're going there with. But if those people are going to have another appointment after that, then you're holding up everybody. So appointments, I think you need to be early and be ready. And if there is anything that gets in your way, because occasionally I have appointments, I'm a salesman in business, occasionally I have appointments that I am running late because the last one ran over, I make a phone call and let them know I'm running late. I don't ever leave people hanging when it comes to that. But now if it's a social, where you're getting together socially with a group of people and 6:30 is the time, if you get there at 6:35, it's no big thing, in my opinion, because it's just social is not something where everybody's being held up because of you. So I think you have to look at it from one way or the other. But if I had to make my choice between the two, my father was incredibly prompt. He was the first one in his office every day, even after he became senior executive vice president. He was the first one in the office every day. So if I had to make a choice, it would always be early.
Mm. Wow, fantastic. Good stuff, Rob. Really good stuff. And God bless your father. You know, this is, you know, they say that those who succeed in business and go places and are successful and so forth, they have that work ethic, that discipline. So I'm sure that you learn great, great lessons from watching your father in that regard. And I don't know about Debbie, but I'm in really complete agreement with you. I think it depends a lot on the nature of the engagement that we're going to. Like you said, especially if it's a social thing, if it's, you know, friends gathering after work, like you said, at a certain time, and you're like, you know, they say, well, let's meet around 6:30. That's the key right there. It's kind of an approximate, excuse me, it's sort of, you know, let's meet around 6:30. But I'm with you, too, on the other things like doctor's appointments and things like that. I think it's important. I try my best. I'm not perfect, but I think it's important to try and be there ahead of time. Like I said yesterday, it sometimes can even get you into your appointment a little bit early. So I don't know, Debbie, you have any thoughts on Rob's comments?
Yeah, as Rob was speaking, I was thinking about the wonderful trainer that I had in life coaching, Rob. He was from East Germany. He was very old school. And it's kind of like how you were talking about your dad, you know, being very prompt, being the first one and really having that great, like Jerry was saying, that deep, you know, work ethic, that discipline. And he used to say all the time, his name is Hans, and he used to say all the time, he would say, Debbie, when people give their word, they need to abide by it. They need to stick by it. So if you say you're going to be there at noon, you need to make every effort to be there at noon, or you need to make that phone call or send the text or something to allow people to make the adjustments, if you will, if you can't be there, but just to kind of just show up and then make the excuses or whatever, is not being your word. And I think about that all the time whenever I'm, and in this day and age, wouldn't you agree, Rob, with texting and with having everybody having their cell phones and they say it's like an 8-second response that you get in a text. There's really no excuse for not at least giving a heads up, right?
You're exactly right. And, you know, these new cars, you can even, you don't have to touch a button. You can just say, hey, Siri, text, and bingo, it goes to that. And you can send that text just with your voice. So, I mean, there's just no excuse for not being prompt or warning people that you're not.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to business, in business or doctor's appointments or any kind of appointment that you set, They set an appointment for a reason. That schedule's set up there for a reason. And they're if it's a doctor's office, he's trying to get everybody in and through in an orderly fashion. And of course, they have their hiccups, and you get into the doctor's office, and he's late. But I'm never going to be that guy that causes that.
Right on, Rob. Very good stuff. Thanks again for joining us on the program. Great to have you with us from Memphis on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. It's 833-288-3986. Here's a question for you, Debbie, before we go to David in Cleveland.
Sure.
It regards the disposition of the one who is there on time or a little bit early. At what point should we, use that as an opportunity to practice a little bit of virtue and humility, and not, try to fight off those feelings of being, well, I was here on time, and why weren't you? There's a certain opportunity, I think, there for us, isn't there, to just kind of humble ourselves and say, well, hey, it's great to see you here. Glad you could make it. They'd probably apologize for being late and just kind of accept that apology. What do you think?
Well, that's interesting that you bring that up. I think if it's a chronic problem of lateness, I think that it in really deep charity to maybe encourage that person to strive higher, to be their word. I go back to, again, the wonderful trainer I had, Hans, and he would say, it's a teaching moment, to really help somebody along and to, because everybody should rise to their highest potential. We all should be that way. We should be striving to be the best we can be, the best version of ourselves. But you're right. I mean, I think you have to do it with great charity. But I know people that constantly offer things up when they feel like they are being disrespected. They'll offer it up. And I don't know necessarily if that's always a good thing, because it's a missed opportunity for somebody to grow and to learn. So right. I guess it depends on the situation. Is that a roundabout way of answering your question?
Yeah, no, I think it was right to the question. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, let's go back to the phones. Here's the number. We do have a line open at 833-288-3986, talking about would we rather be slightly late or a little bit early, or do we have that desire to be right on time? Whatever right on time means, we haven't really talked about that yet. But David is holding patiently in Cleveland, listening on The Rock. Hello, David. Welcome to Take Two.
Yes, thank you very much. Whenever I'm going somewhere, whether it's a doctor's appointment or to someone's house or to an event, I'd rather be there early, because then as far as the event goes, then I don't miss anything. As far as someone's house, I'm letting them know, well, I'm running late, but I'm on my way. I make that phone call, and then there's the other appointments, to decide whether they'll still allow me to keep my appointment, or they'll have to change and reschedule me to a different appointment. So that's why I always call and let them know that I'm running late. But when I'm there early, then I feel very good inside, and I know I could sit down and wait. And then when I used to work, then you don't get that reprimand from the supervisor, or they do points, get those points that they give you when you're late.
Right. David, as you were speaking, I was thinking about when you were talking about getting invited to somebody's home. I totally agree with that, to be early or on time, because here's what I think it sends a clear message to that person that's inviting you to their home. It shows you care. You value that they would ask you to an event in their home, and there's a deep appreciation. I think I remember when I used to have get-togethers with a few couples, and I would invite them over, and I would actually say, okay, it's 7:30, and I remember one time I remember this vividly. There was a couple that They didn't text, they didn't call, they didn't bother to tell me they were going to be 45 minutes late. And the whole time, that 45 minutes, I was thinking, did they even remember that I invited them? Did they even care? Was it just something that, you know, just they just forgot about? And so I think by you sending that signal of you showing up earlier on time, David, I think that really is, it means a lot to people, especially when they're inviting you into their home. What do you think, Jerry?
Yeah.
No, I can't agree. Go ahead. Go ahead, David.
I agree. It lets them know that you're here and that you're on time and they don't have to worry about waiting for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I think if you give some kind of a notice, it really it changes the whole feel of the situation, I think. And as has been pointed out on yesterday's and today's show, there's no real reason that we can't do that now, you know, with the technology that we have. So anything else, David, before we let you go?
No, that's all. That's it.
All right. Awesome. Great to have you with us, and thanks to The Rock for airing our program and all of the affiliates. Without you affiliates, we wouldn't have a Take Two show, and we would not have the Take Two family either. So good. Thank you to all of our affiliates.
That is true. Thank you, David. Okay, you can dial in and be part of this conversation on air with us. So please, Charles is waiting to pick up your call at 833-288-3986. Plenty of time for you to call in to share your take on this being slightly late, super early, or on time. Jerry?
Yeah, and we're going to get to Aaliyah and Jessica. You'll be our next couple of callers. We do have a few other correspondences that we can get to here just for a quick second. And speaking of the on-time option, Simon, I hope you're still listening today in Nova Scotia. Simon sent a comment via the take2show.com website, and he says, Jerry and Debbie, I'm curious as to why there wasn't exactly an on-time option. See, we did just a slightly earlier, slightly later, super early. And Simon says, in some situations, people don't want you there too early. They're setting up, they're rehearsing, etc. I don't agree that being late necessarily means that you are disrespectful of another's time. Could just be poor planning and or poor judgment of time and the number of tasks you can accomplish in a set time. A little late could just mean your timekeeping device is wrong. And then in parentheses, Simon says, thank you, smartphones, for taking that one off the table, so to speak. And he says, you have to respect your own time by not giving too much of it to waiting for the next event to start. That said, if I could go to Mass, I would give enough time in advance to prepare. And that is from Simon in Port Hawkesbury, Nova Scotia, via the take2show.com website.
Thank you, Simon, though. That's wonderful insights. Nova Scotia, beautiful, beautiful area. Wow. I have wonderful neighbors. When I was growing up in New Jersey, they had family in Nova Scotia, and we used to see pictures all the time. My mother used to always say, oh, we got to get there. We got to get there. Have you ever been there, Jerry?
I have not been to Nova Scotia, no. I've been to parts of eastern Canada, but that's a little bit further east than I've been in my lifetime.
It must be really cold right now. Simon, is it really cold in Nova Scotia? I think it probably is, right?
I'm going to suspect yeah.
Okay, we do have a couple open phone lines, so please fill those up, please, so we can have a very vibrant discussion on this about being late, being early, or on time. We want to hear from you. You are the Take Two family. You are the teachers here. Please call this number, 833-288-3986.
Yeah, and as mentioned, those other ways of getting hold of us are just as good. If you aren't able to pick up the phone and make that call, you can email, again, it's take2@ewtn.com, post on the EWTN Catholic Radio Facebook or YouTube channel. Waving at you there. Thanks for being with us. Also, there is the text option. You can text the letters EWTN to 55000. Wait for a response. Put in your first name and your comment, and that will get to us. And so a lot of ways for you to join in your program, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. As promised, Leah will be next, followed by Jessica. Then we have Keith in Brooklyn and a phone line waiting just for you, 833-288-3986. Thanks for for being there for Take Two with Jerry and Debbie here on this Wednesday midweek broadcast. Part two from yesterday's topic, would you rather be slightly late or super early? 833-288-3986. As promised, we're going to go to Michigan, and Leah is next here on the program. And Leah, perhaps you can help me. Is your city Milan, Michigan?
Yes, it's just right outside of Ann Arbor.
Okay, great. Good to have you with us. Yes. Welcome.
Thank you. So one comment about what a previous caller had said real quick is about showing up to people's houses early. Oh, my goodness. I do not like it when people come to my house earlier than what the time is. In fact, when they show up on time, I'm stressed. Usually I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing and getting things together. I'm a slightly late person, so it's hard for me to get things together just for the actual time I gave. So anyways, just that comment. I think sometimes people in their homes are trying to tie up other things before they can be, you know, ready for their guests.
Leah, I have to ask you, do you have children? Is that the reason why?
Yes, I have eight between the ages of 2 and 21.
No, I chuckle because I only had two, but I can remember when I used to have play dates and stuff, and I used to see the cars pull up, and I was still throwing things into the closet, and you know, and the vacuum was still out, and the ironing board. Yeah.
Right. So when they're on time, that is stressful enough.
Right.
I like
right.
it when people are a little late.
Well, you could always like not answer the door and say, don't show up until, you know, the selected time. Yeah, that is hilarious. Yes. I think in your case, Leah, because you have a very big family, you get a pass. I'm just going to say, okay. I give you a pass for everything. Okay.
Thank you. And I want to thank the previous caller because it really made me think I think it was Rob. He was talking about appointments and how important it is to respect other people's time. That really was good to hear because I think sometimes just because I have a lot of children and everything like that, it doesn't mean I can't respect other people's time because I think when you're late everywhere, you're almost communicating to everyone else that your time is more important than theirs. And so that really made me think, gosh, I really need to make more of an effort because it's kind of almost narcissistic to be late everywhere because you're saying, oh, my time is more important. I have a lot of kids. Sorry. And you know what? That's not the case. Everyone's time is very valuable. So we all have the same amount of time, no matter how many children we have or don't have. And so I just wanted to thank him for that.
Well, Leah, the only thing that I wanted to contribute to our conversation with you is, first of all, thank you for being open to life and having such a big, beautiful family. And I think that, you know, one of the solutions, obviously, to being a little bit late or a lot late is a very simple one for most people, maybe not for those with a big family. And that is to just, you know, get up a little bit earlier or leave a little bit earlier. But I'm sure that's just, it's much easier said than done with eight kids because that's eight potential reasons why you're going to be delayed for whatever reason or another. So, and I think of you know, when a large family comes in, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes late to the start of mass or something, my first thought is not, oh my gosh, get your act together. My first thought is, wow, what a beautiful family. I'm sure they did their very best, you know, to get the little ones ready to be here at mass today. So God bless you for that and all others with large families. I think you get sort of a built-in pass for some things.
Yeah, that's true. We are never late to mass because my husband is the opposite of me. And so since he is the head of our family and very insistent Sunday mornings, get in the car. And he gets everyone ready because he wants to be there early.
Wow.
Awesome.
Wow. I'm very blessed.
That's awesome. That is awesome. But you know what? Real quickly, I just want to say this. I think it's fair. You know, when I was saying I was blessed with two kids, but I you know, I can't even imagine how you have to keep everything rolling. My mother had six kids, and I remember her just running around, you know, all the time. And I could just imagine you doing that too, Leah. I think it's fair to say to people, you know, I can make it at noon, but let me just, you know, I just want to remind you that I have eight kids, you know, so anything could happen. I think that's fair to say to people and then people will understand that. And that's still being, I think, respectful of their time. What do you think, Leah?
Yeah, I think that's true. Except for doctor's appointments, like the prior caller had said, just because you know, they're running a business and they've got so many patients and so much time, and they also have their own households to run. So, yeah, sure. Besides the doctor's appointments, I would definitely agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Although I have to tell you, I'm in the midst of a ton of doctor's appointments. I have been for the past almost 2 years. And there are times that I get there super early and I'm waiting 45 minutes. And I'm like, wow, this is unbelievable.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah. So it goes both ways.
Because I was late. I thought it was because I was late. And that's why I'm always waiting forever.
No, I was early. I even sometimes go up to the counter and I'll say, if somebody else doesn't show, can I slip into their spot? And they'll go, oh, that's funny. No, just take a seat.
Oh, yeah, I guess everyone's doing the best they can.
Right. Leah, God bless you. Thank you so much for just putting smiles on our faces. And you're amazing. You'll have to listen tomorrow's show. You'll get a kick out of it because, well, should I give the news now? We're going to be talking about clean jokes and having a sense of humor, Leah. So
wonderful.
Yeah, we need that, right?
I do believe Jesus had a great sense of humor. Mm-hmm. Or no had, should I say, even when he walked the earth.
Yep, no That's doubt about it. Sure. Well, thank you, Leah, so much.
Thank you.
All right. Bless you. Bless you and your family. 833-288-3986 to be slightly late or super early. Do you have a kind of a pattern in your life or how you like to approach that? Next, we are going to go to Keith in Brooklyn, New York. And Keith is listening to us on the TuneIn Radio app. Hi, Keith. Welcome. Are you there?
This Epiphany Tide.
There you are.
I'd rather be a lot early than a little late. Mm-hmm. Punctuality was something I was always taught. From the time I was a child, unfortunately, there were times we didn't live up to it. We learned from it. I'll tell you something. I've been to weddings where the bride was not only 1 hour late, but 2 and 3 and 4 hours late. And they said that this is tradition. And the reason for this was the bride called the wedding publicly for 2 o'clock, but in reality it was 4 o'clock, and the priest was in on it, I think, and she said, "Oh, we wanted it this way because we didn't want anybody to miss anything." And another incident: this was a funeral. The funeral was called for 10 a.m. We're Episcopalians, and unfortunately, this parish that we were in is a very shabby parish. They called the wedding the funeral for 10 a.m. When I arrived at the church, there was a line down the street, people to see the remains, the body of the deceased. And in the Episcopal Church, like the Roman Catholic Church, we do not have public viewing. Once the rule is in the prayer book, once the coffin is closed, then it is to remain closed. And this funeral was called for 10 a.m., and it didn't begin till 11. And then it was a burlesque show. There were all kinds. There were literally animal acts.
Oh, no.
And it wasn't until after, oh, my God, it was after this almost 1 o'clock. And I was fit to be tied. I was just fit to be tied. And I argued with my family about it, and because it was my family, one of the patriarchs of our family, and I argued with them. They said, "Well, you know how it is." I said, "No, I don't know how it is." I said, "Because I'm not accustomed to this."
Hmm.
Yeah. All right, you've heard enough of me.
Well, no, Keith, that is, you know, you've mentioned a lot of, a lot of things here. And like you said, the first thing that you said was you were always taught to be on time. And I am not, I've never seen a situation like you talked about with the long line. I think you said even going stretching outside to do the viewing. But these things happen sometimes. We got to be ready to roll with these things. And you got to a point where you had rolled with it for a while, and then you... I guess you just, like you said a couple times, you were fit to be tied. And, you know, patience sometimes is important, but sometimes it can run thin as well. So I don't know, Debbie, if you have any thoughts on what Keith has shared with us.
Oh, I'm just cracking up, though, Keith, because you're from Brooklyn, New York, and I'm just cracking up because I was born and raised in New Jersey. And oh, how I miss New York and New Jersey. We just we kind of just say it, you know, what's on our heart, what we're thinking. We're very passionate. I miss that so much, Keith. I love your heart. And you know what? You make a lot of sense. I mean, there's a lot of things when we show up at places, you know, who wants to be surprised with all this stuff? I mean, I think it's fair to lay things out for us and let us know what we're entering into, right? And that's what you're saying. I mean, all these added bells and whistles and late and surprises, I mean, that doesn't make for a very enjoyable experience.
We were lied to.
Yeah,
we were lied.
Yeah,
I was lied to. They are accustomed to doing this all the time. This is their stock in trade. And I'll tell you right now, my friend, if I should have known better, I should have packed up my newspaper and take a city bus downtown and say my say a private requiem for my loved one that day. May I ask?
Oh, I know.
May I ask something? Where in New Jersey are you from?
West Caldwell.
West Caldwell, the end of the D-Camp bus lines, number 33 route. And the
Essex
66.
County, yeah.
And when it is and the 66, now that it's been extended now for over 20 years, from Rosedale, I mean, beyond Mississippi Avenue, Mississippi Loop, through Rosedale, and then on to Passaic Avenue, and Kirkpatrick Lane at West Caldwell. Yes,
is
I
that
know.
You were thinking, is it Roseland? I was thinking Roseland. Is it Roseland?
West Orange.
Yes,
Roseland,
right,
and then West Caldwell.
You got it. You got it. And you know, here's something fun for a little trivia. I'm from West Caldwell, but Caldwell is the home. We have the home of Grover Cleveland. It's also where Father Benedict Groeschel, he went to school at the same school that I went to, St. Aloysius in Caldwell, New Jersey, right on Bloomfield Avenue. Lots of history there. So, and also it's also the home of the Sopranos. I don't know if that's, you know, it should be something we brag about, but the TV show The Sopranos, I guess the home is right up the street there.
Yes, they're fine men. They still serve their God.
In their
way.
But
there you go. Yeah. Lots of history there. Thank you, Keith.
Thanks
for
Keith.
Walking down memory lane. And just want to say, New York pizza is good, but I love Jersey pizza. Just going to say that, Keith.
You all have your own style out there, and I love it.
Cool. Very cool. Call us anytime, okay?
Thank you, my friends. Enough of me now.
All right. God bless, Keith. Thanks. 833-288-3986. I love it when you, the Take Two family, you call in and you're just yourselves, you know, just be real. We want to try and be real on this program. And very great call from Keith there. And next, we're going to go to Jessica, who is in Princeton, New Jersey, listening on the radio, Ave Maria radio app. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Jerry. Hi, Debbie. How are you guys?
Great, Jessica.
Doing well.
Thanks for calling back.
No problem. So now I heard the last caller, and now I'm wondering if I'm just like almost on time because I'm from Jersey and we're always in a rush, or maybe it's just a personal thing. So I was listening yesterday, and Debbie was saying she prayed to her guardian angel for more time, and I thought that was amazing. I'm like, oh my goodness, I wonder if I can do that, because I think I run out of time. Like, I go to bed thinking, if I just had 5 more minutes, this would be great. And so, Debbie, I know, I'm sure you can relate, but here up north, we run around like chicken without heads. Even if we have nothing to do, it's like if you stop and ask yourself, where are you rushing to? And it's like, I don't know, but I'm in a rush, and it's to go somewhere. So I think we just live like a very fast-paced life, and it maybe sometimes it feels like we're late, but maybe we're really not. I don't even. I'm just glad that you guys made the show, because I've had to like stop and really reflect and be like, okay, so is it because I'm really always late, or is it the kids, or do I just have really good excuses that I can be late? You know. So I'm happy you made the show, and because I do feel bad. Like, it's not like I show up late and I'm like, oh, whatever, it's 5 minutes. You know, I do feel bad, but I tried my best, and I feel like I just can't get that, like, even the 5 minute early mark. I see the people that get on time, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so jealous. I know it's probably a sin, but like, I wish I could do that, but it just never turns out that way for me. I swear sometimes I think the harder I try to be on time, it's worse.
Right, right. But Jessica, you know what? Really work with your guardian angel and cultivate the relationship with your guardian angel. Say the guardian angel prayer. I say the guardian angel prayer in the morning, in the evening, and you'll be pleasantly surprised. I've studied angels for many, many years. I talk about this all the time when I go on speaking engagements, and I've shared this many times, and people will actually write to me later and they'll say, it really has helped. My life has planned out better with the guardian angels being a part of it. And we know it's true, because Padre Pio used to utilize his guardian angel all the time to help translate, to write letters, to do things. So our guardian angels are ready, willing, and able to help us. And I want that for you, Jessica. And I'm going to pray that for you. And I love Princeton, New Jersey, beautiful area. And you know, you're right. And when growing up, it can be cultural, because growing up in New Jersey, it's very true, Jerry. You know, you grew up in the Pacific Northwest, but in New Jersey, we moved around very quickly. I know that because when I moved to Arizona, Jessica, everybody said to me, what is the matter with you? What are you on? You're constantly moving. You're like the Energizer Bunny. And I'm like, really? Everybody else around me seemed like they were sleeping.
Yeah, I go to Florida and I really have to like take these breaths. When I'm like paying for something, I'm like, okay, remember you are in Florida. Because they're very nice and it's so sweet, but you're not used to it. They're like, oh, how are you? I'm like, fine, but I need to go. I'm on vacation, but I need to know. And so it's like, you really have to like take a step back, because the rest of the world just doesn't move like that. I don't know.
It's very true, but I will tell you, it can work for us, because when I first came to Arizona, I got hired at a wonderful high-end hotel as a manager, because I did move so quickly and I was able to do things very fast, and that's what they wanted. They wanted somebody who was going to cover a lot of things quickly and could multitask and do everything. And so I got hired at a very young age because I was from New Jersey and I was moving so quickly. So it can work in our benefit, Jerry.
Absolutely. I'm just jealous of you and Jessica being from New Jersey. I'm from, like you said, the Pacific Northwest. I don't know if we're known for anything, really. Well, we're known for like razor clams and logging and stuff like that.
That's cool. That's cool.
All right.
So too sweet. Thank you, Jessica. Call us anytime, okay? Or email us at take2@ewtn.com.
Okay. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you.
Right back to your calls after I tell you about another program that I really, really love, being a sports fan, and I think you would love it too. It's called Blessed to Play. Blessed, the number two, play. And the host is Ron Meyer, and it's on Sunday afternoons at 4:30 Eastern Time here on EWTN Radio, many of these same affiliates that you're listening to. Ron Meyer talks with athletes and sports professionals about the role that faith plays in their lives. You and I, we all watch these games, these sporting events. You see a lot of players and others make the sign of the cross. It's a beautiful thing. And Ron gets to sit down and talk with these people on Blessed to Play, Sundays at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on EWTN Radio.
Okay, we're going to go to John in Dallas, Texas, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, John. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me back, Debbie and Jerry. Thank you very much.
Sure.
So I just tuned in. I was in the car yesterday when your program started, and it was very enjoyable to hear all the stories. And the fellow from New Jersey and this kind lady from the same area with their stories. I almost didn't want to call back in because it's so fun to hear all these stories. It's wonderful. But the point I was going to make yesterday, and it was coming at a good time for me towards the end of the show, was just to share with my Christian and Catholic fellowship here that I really use pride and humility as a lens all the time. And this last woman that called in that was describing her life and how she can be, you know, she ends up late. I mean, it's not intentional, you know, and she seemed to have just the most beautiful heart and beautiful mind. So if I'm one that is always early, so I'm a retired airline pilot, you can imagine that being on time is just a thing that's intrinsic into who I am. That's part of who I am, okay? But the one thing I work on is not to judge someone else. So it's running that through pride. I mean, the pride and humility lens. And it's so easy for us to, that are pre-programmed or have a desire to be early for all the great reasons that people have mentioned, all the great anecdotes are really wonderful. But to use those and then and to measure someone else, you know, by those same standards could be, you know, something that maybe we should not do, you know, from as a regular practice. So my offering here is simply, again, just pulling up the thought of pride and my response, my internal response to someone else being late for whatever reason, is it, does it have a basis of pride? Does that make sense where I'm mm-hmm. going from?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's all. I mean, I even thought, why should I call back in and have this sobering point and, you know, when all so many great stories are there to be heard, but that's all. That's my point.
Well, John, thanks for listening again today and for calling back in. We so appreciate that. And I'm a little bit envious. I got about two-thirds of the way through my private pilot's training and haven't finished that up in the little small planes. But God bless you for being a retired airline pilot. And, you know, for that reason, like you said, there is, I mean, on time definitely means on time. And I can relate to that completely, having nearly, 42 years in this particular media industry where your life basically depends on being punctual and on time. And, you know, I mean, the show must go on, as they say, and if you're not there, you know, so, but I think, you know, what you're talking about, I love the way you said you look at things through the lens of pride and humility, and pride can definitely get in there and, you know, mess with our heads a little bit. So, you know, yeah. You also mentioned not to judge other people as well, which I think is a very important point, Debbie.
Yeah, I'm glad you called back, John. I think it shows a great spiritual depth, and I love that. And I wrote it down, pride and humility, the lens that you look through. And I absolutely love how you shared that about how, you know, when we go into that pride side, you know, what happens, and then staying in the real humble side really allows us to be really Christ to others. And I agree, John, that you must have been an awesome pilot, a retired airline pilot. That is so cool. I would encourage you, John, to drop an email to Jerry Usher every single week and just, you know, basically harass him and say, get your license. If you would do that for me, John, I would be very grateful.
Well, it's not inexpensive these days, so if you can afford an extra budget, just go up for a ride. They'll give you the control. Have some fun with it.
Yeah. I remember that from my very first lesson with a, you know, I thought we were going to just cover theory and stuff like that. And after about 15 minutes, my instructor says, well, ready to go up, ready to go flying. I thought, wow, yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, John, just so you know, I made Jerry a promise. I said, Jerry, if and when you get your license, I will go up there on a flight with you. Even if it's the very last flight we ever take, I will do it. And he still hasn't. I mean, I'm running out of time, John. I'm getting older by the minute.
Well, don't be late.
Beautiful, John. God bless you, brother.
Have fun.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, John.
We've got about 90 seconds. Want to try to squeeze in Reese, a first-time caller in Germantown, Tennessee, listening on the Ave Maria radio app. Hi, Reese. We've got about 90 seconds or so, but we wanted to get you on.
Hey, how are y'all?
Good. How are you?
Fine. So I have a friend that is almost always late, almost always without fail. Love her to death. But I have learned when we make plans to just tell her a little bit earlier than what I actually want to do. Like,
so you
say, I'm going to pick her up. Or she's going to pick me up. And I'll say, yeah, why don't you? And she'll say, what about like 1:30? And I'll go, yeah, I mean, it's like 1:15. That might be a little bit better. And so that way she's like, usually on time.
Oh, you're so
anyway,
clean.
I don't know that she has figured this out, that I do it. But, anyway, it works. Nobody gets aggravated. And then the other point I wanted to tell y'all, because I have worked in a physician's office before, I'm a nurse. They do tend to overbook, like double book some appointments, some offices do. And so don't be afraid if your appointment comes up and then you're waiting like 50 minutes, an hour or whatever, like, leave. Tell them, I cannot stay. I have had to do this a couple of times because I feel like my time is just as valuable as the physician or nursing, nurse practitioner, whoever. And, you know, that tends to get a little bit better when you're just willing to say, you know what, I've got something else to do. I'm going to have to leave. I can't do this. The look on their faces when you do that is like, oh my gosh, they are so shocked. Like,
yeah,
how
they're probably,
dare you do that, you know?
Probably not used to having patients do that. You're right. Reese, thank you so much. You can hear that music. We are wrapping up. Julia in Omak, Washington, thank you as well. Again, tomorrow, get your clean jokes ready. We're gonna have a little bit of a discussion about humor, the importance of humor in our lives, and good, clean, healthy jokes, Debbie.
Yeah, and just like real quick, like rapid-fire, fun, clean jokes, just to have a nice laugh. We need that, right, folks? Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. St. Joseph, please pray for all of us.